Hey guys, welcome to the Talking Pad podcast. Let's go. So especially here in India, festive time is incoming. So there would be Durga Puja and stuff like that. There will be a lot of fairs and fests, a lot of them. So yeah, good time is coming. But also the pressure is increasing because the exams are near. Yeah, but don't care much about. Okay, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Yeah, so everyone are under stress and as well as happy because the festive magic is going to ensue in our minds in a couple of days. Unfortunately, I will not be in my main place. I would be going to my grandparents' house for the festival time, and that would be the heat of the festival when it would be happening. And I will be going around temples, although yeah, it's not a bad thing. Sorry if my tone was like that, it's not anything bad. But yeah, I'll be missing out on some stuff and replacing it with some family time in the temples. But yeah, for the start of the festival, at least I'm here till 1st October night in my usual place. So I will try to enjoy it for the best, and I will also be taking a break after a really long time from exercising, although it doesn't make you really happy, because yeah, it does make me kind of happy as well. I usually take 1 week breaks after 3 months of exercising regularly or something like that. Whenever they come, I take those breaks, but I try to preserve them to be before exams or something. So this is the first one that I'm taking this year, I guess. Oh no, the second one, I guess. Oh no, the last I took was in December, I guess, for the exams of my last grade. Yeah, so this would be, I guess, the first, yeah, give or take first or second break for this year. So nice. So I would have to take some study material there as well. Although I am planning to read Dune now. I've been reading a lot of self-help books, like a lot of them. Like, I think the last 11 or 12 I read were self-help books. Yeah, I think so. I read fiction a really long time ago. So I think I'll be trying with Dune by Frank Herbert. I think it also has a movie, but I'll prefer to read the book first and then enjoy the movie. It's the same thing that I did with Harry Potter as well. These book universes are a real treat. I think whenever I was reading these books, I can remember what I was doing at those times pretty easily. Reading these fiction books alongside each other, right, one after the other in order, it's really great. It's like the festive time, right, where you remember some stuff that happens. Yeah, so also recently I've been taking a lot of holidays from school to study at home, which I planned to do. It is like not as I desired. It's not, the day that goes through is not exactly that I desired for, but it's okay. I'm still able to study a little more than I would be able to do at school, because although this is my last year of school, so I should go more, but sometimes I have to consider studying as well. So yeah, but now I have to increase my attendance percentage again. There's some 75% rule, and I think mine has dropped under 75, but it is more than 70. So I think now if I go regularly a little bit, I will be able to catch up with the attendance. And then obviously the exams will start and the mundane situations will start. Hopefully, I will not take as much stress as I did back in the last year. I was like awake till 1 or 2 p.m. studying my ass off, because now I'm studying regularly. Shit, I shouldn't have said that. So, let me tell you about my last productive downfall. So, it was, I think, 2 years back or 1.5 years back when I started this podcast. I was bragging about how I'm studying 6 hours and stuff. And I think by saying that, my mind thought that I'm already done doing these things. So for a really long time, I was like on a downward spiral, studying less and less and less. Although I think the social life also came in my way, because I think during COVID and we rarely spent any time outside, at least me. Yeah, but yeah, so I will not like to brag about anything now, because those times are starting to get back. I think after exact 1 year or something. So yeah, bragging about things doesn't do any good. So I'll try to stay quiet on about those things. Yeah, so recently I've been introducing more cardio to my routines, and the last year I had started doing 200 push-ups last year. So I usually did 150 push-ups from a follow-along workout on YouTube. And then my friends told me that they only do push-ups without anything, adding anything. And one of them did 350 push-ups, one of them does 500 push-ups or something. So I thought, okay, I should try doing just push-ups, right? Because basics are the key. And the growth in my physique after that has been phenomenal. So I started doing 200 push-ups, not every day, but on days that I also do pull-ups. So I did push-up, pull-up, running. So 200 push-ups, then 100 pull-ups, and then running. So, and now, I think it's not even been a year, some 7-8 months, my push-ups have increased to 300, including 30 diamond push-ups at the end, divided in 2 sets of 15. So I have grown a lot since that. I can seriously see the changes in my body. And still, one claim that I always bragged about, right? Not skipping exercise, it's still there, right? Oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you that I was able to continue this. Yeah, hopefully I will get the consistency back in studying. So now I just completed a book, Ego is the Enemy, and I have started Jordan Peterson's second book, Beyond Order, 12 More Rules for Life. And something, when I was reading that book, I was only in the first chapter, right? And something just clicked in my brain. I think it was something about do not denigrate social institution or creative achievement, the first rule of that book. And while I was reading that, I related it with my situation. So what our school has been doing is that the speed of our syllabus is like a running cheetah. And the cheetah is just not getting tired. It's just running. So we are waiting for the syllabus to stabilize, but it has like flown past us. And just our school is doing this. Like, there are many schools around us in our area, and they are way behind us in the syllabus. Our school has been rushing the syllabus, but I don't think it has taught us any chapter. Okay, I won't go that far. But it hasn't taught us a lot of the chapters in the desired manner, I would say, because they are like really fast, just like going away, like, so RJ, next round is like how we run sometimes in our running. Although this has put the necessary amount of pressure in me, so the main point is that I was blaming my school for all this stuff. But instead of doing that, right, instead of denigrating social institutions, I have stopped that now. I cannot blame the school, and I have to become somehow the part of it, right? Because I'm a student, so I have to become a part of it. So I have to somehow carry on like it is going. Because I heard that in the book, one of Jordan Peterson's clients was blaming his office for stuff. He was an employee of one of the companies, and he was blaming that he would never get promoted and stuff like that. He had grown resentful. But once he stopped doing that, right, obviously he took a lot of sessions with him. But he eventually realized that he should not criticize his institution. Instead, he should try to
somewhat become a part of it, because it would be better. Because if only a single person is rebelling, he would have been fired or something. But he is now growing in his posts. He is constantly promoted and stuff like that. So it's good. So if you are denigrating a social institution, try to become a part of it. Although it is not advisable all of the time, because some things are meant to change. But change is slow. So in the starting, try to be a part of the school. Yeah. But recently I found out that it is so easy to judge people, right? Although it didn't happen with me. So because my friend and my schedule is constantly clashing, right? So we are not able to run at the same time a lot of days. So we have to run alone. So in this instant, I was not running. My running was some other day. And my two friends were running. So they completed their running, 5.5 miles, right? It's not less, right? So, and they were talking, right? After running, we like to talk a little bit. And even during running, we talk a little bit. So 5.5 miles running, right? 5.5. Oh, sorry. 5.5 kilometer running, right? 5.5 kilometers. So sorry. Miles, kilometers, fucking bullshit. Yeah, so they were just talking, standing there, right? And obviously they are fit. These are fit guys. Although they are doing cutting, so much of the benefits of their exercise are when they're without their clothes. Like me. I'm also right now without my clothes talking to you in this podcast. I don't know where my underwear is. So yeah, they were just talking, chatting, after running, after doing the exercise that they were doing, pull up and running. And one guy came, right, one old uncle, and said, "Hey guys, you should try to move a little bit." And like in a derogatory tone, like he was thinking in his mind, like, wow, today's generation doesn't do anything. And yeah, and he just went away. And my friends were like just looking at each other, saying nothing. So yeah, you should not be quick to judge. This is like really bullshit. This was the silliest thing. Like, bro, do you even know how much they run? How much effort they put in? Seriously. Although recently I've been finding good people in the world, but some people are real jerks. Like, if I can kind of understand Hitler now, if only people in his life were like this, right? Only guys that he met were angry, judgmental Jews. Sorry. He could be doing that, although I'm not supporting Hitler in any way. But you can see how villains are made, right? Someone is doing their putting full efforts into stuff, and then someone judges them after they are during their break. Someone judges them. Although I've been seeing a lot of good people. Oh yeah, so one day I was just walking. I had to go to football practice from school, and I saw this guy. Like, his cows were so juicy. Like, if I was a monster, I would just fry those calves and eat them up. Wow, man, what great calves. I think he was dropping his daughter to school or something. So I was just looking at those calves, man. Like, whoa, man, look at those calves. They are jacked. Give me a little bit of muscle from those calves. So I thought, should I compliment this guy? Should I ask him how he did this and stuff? So he was walking in front of me, and I was pretty hesitant. But then I said, fuck it, man, let's ask this guy. So I said, "Hey man, your calves are really great. Like, do you play any sport or something?" Yeah, I know, not a very good line to start with, but yeah. That guy said, "Oh yeah, yeah, I did MMA, and I also regularly do MMA." Whoa, man, what a guy. Like, MMA, that's like an awesome sport. Then he looked at my calf like in a derogatory manner, but he didn't judge, right? He gave me some tips. He immediately recognized, right, I was wearing a football jersey and stuff. So he said, right, "Hey, you should try to do frog jumps after your football training is over. So try that." I said, "Thank you, man." And then we both parted ways, because I had to go on the left side of the road and he had to go to the right. So, wow, man, juicy cows. I want those now. Because I do calisthenics, so I only have my body weight and resistance bandwidth for my legs. So, yeah, I will try doing that. So, yeah, you should not be quick to judge people. Although, recently, I've also been helping people. I don't know. This sounds very weird to tell to you guys. But, yeah, this is what this podcast is for. So, if I see anyone with an hesitant expression, I immediately ask them, hey, man, do you need help or something? And recently, I've been getting a chance to help old people a lot. And the blessings they give are so great. So, there was this one auntie, I would say. Yeah, she was trying to... So, there are some dogs in my lane. They were just fighting and playing around and barking. So, she was scared to going in to her house, right? She was waiting outside. She was hesitant. So, I asked her, hey, are you scared of those dogs? Should I drop you? And she said, okay. She didn't say anything. I said, okay, come with me. And then I dropped her off. Okay, and this was really middle-aged. Really old lady, not middle-aged. And yeah. She gave me some blessings, which I'm very thankful for. I just love doing this stuff. Yeah, but recently, me with my friend. So, we infiltrate to a society. Okay, that was a weird segue, right? After helping the aunt, we are telling about doing some illegal activity. Okay. So, there's a new building constructed near our area where we residentially live. And there are these awesome facilities like sauna, jacuzzi, swimming pool, gym. And one of my friend's father is about to buy a flat from this place. So what we do is we go there, right? We go to the place. We use the swimming pool. We do everything. And now basically some of those people know us from the society. But we don't live there. And we use their facilities for free. I think the society is recently opened. So they don't mind much people there. I think, and we are the only ones who use their society so much. So, let me give an example. So, I went with my friend to the swimming in the morning, the day that I have taken off from school. Then we went swimming and then we went to the clubhouse. We played foosball, table tennis and stuff. And I beat him in all four games of foosball, but that's not it. So, we are enjoying till the time my friend buys the flat. And I think I could go to the gym for just leg day. I don't know. I've been thinking about this, but I don't know if I should go because, like, a lot of people from our society have been infiltrating in, like, from the people near us. So I don't think I should go to the gym because they would be, like, really shocked. They're like, whoa, man, how much people are there? Like, too much. So yeah, I would think a little bit more. And I think my calisthenics leg workout right now. And yeah, also my legs are pretty skinny because of running, like I run a lot. I also run 5.5 kilometers, not miles. So yeah, but the swimming has been really relaxing. I go there on rest days. I do a backstroke and I look up in the sky. And there is this awesome view of trees, of the great building. You really feel like you are in Dubai. Or Dubai, whatever. But it's really great. Like the swimming part is really awesome. And then I am yet to go in the sauna or jacuzzi because its timings are pretty weird. They are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's hard to go during those times, but I will definitely go one day. And it will make my day, I guess. It will make my day. Yeah, also, and recently, this is regarding football. So, there was this house tournament, right? So, there are four houses in our school. I will not tell the names because they will be hard to pronounce. So, one is greenhouse, which is my house. I'm in the greenhouse here. There is a red house, there is a yellow house, and there is a blue house. So, now there is this blue house, which is basically shit at every sport. There has been the downfall of this house. There has been a downfall. So they have been losing for many years, right? They have been losing in every single sport. They come fourth. Last, they don't get any certificate. So there was this football tournament in which we had to go. So we thought, we were praying to God for having the match with the blue team, because they were the easiest to beat. We thought they would be the easiest to beat. But yeah, we had our first match with the Yellow House, which was pretty good, right? It had a lot of players from our school team in it. And in my green house, only two or three people, I think. Yeah, only three people are in school team, including me. So we had a match with the Yellow House, and it was a death battle. But I think I had ticked the bucket list now. Like, I scored from behind the mid, right? The ball was coming to me. I'm looking at the ground, the scenarios. My friend passes to me. And it's like that goal, right? That Vincent Kompany scored for Man City. Okay, that would be going too much. But he passes me, right? And there's this shot that I like to play, which is, when I always play the shot, I just shout, ping. It's like this. The ball is coming to me, I shoot with the laces and I go ping. So this time my friend passes to me, they're thinking that I am just going to play a simple pass. But my mind is saying, shoot, take the shot. And there's this little 1 to 2 second conflict, either to take the shot or to not. So I'm just thinking. But it's a really split second decision. But now that I think about it, it seems like 5 minutes or so. But it was just a split second decision. So I go. I get in the stance, take the shot, and it goes inside the goal. I see the keeper diving and the ball going in, and I'm like, wow, goal. And then we score. But yeah, the second team was pretty formidable. They were losing with 4-0 in the first half. And the second half, they scored some 4 goals. So it was 4 all. Then we scored 1 goal. It became 5-4. Then they, in the last minutes, scored a header from the corner, it's 5-5. So the game goes to obviously penalties. And during penalties, I'm scared shitless. We don't have a goalkeeper, basically, that's why we lost. And the other team has our school main goalkeeper, right? Which is pretty embarrassing for having eaten that goal from behind the mid. So I'm now scared shitless in penalties because, this is a really back story. So right now I'm in 12th grade. When I was in 6th or 7th grade, I made our house win in the finals by scoring in the penalties. And unfortunately, when I was in 9th grade, I guess, it was our final with the Yellow House only. And I missed the penalties. So the score was in the penalties was 5-4 and we lost because of me. It was pretty sad, right? It remained in my head for a really long time. And now was my chance to gain redemption, right? Because if I score again against the Yellow House, and beat them because of scoring my penalty. And now, over these years, I have collected my lucky bandana for these purposes only. For having good luck in times of need, having the best chances. So we go for penalties, right? First, I'm thinking, should I do goalkeeping? I shouldn't take too much pressure. And so my other friend from the school team, he's pretty tall. He's taller than me. So he said, no, don't worry, I'll do the goalkeeping. I don't know, he seems kind of unfazed by the pressure. So we take the first penalty, we score. I didn't take it. Then they take the first penalty and they miss. Like, my friend is saving penalties here. And the goal was pretty big. Then our turn came, we scored. Then they missed again. Okay. So now it's 2-0 going in penalties. I'm still scared shitless. I don't know why, because it was the moment, I think. Well, I think they scored the second one, so it's 2-1. And now it's my chance. I'm thinking, should I take it or not? Then my friend says, go take it, man. And the people who we think are confident of taking penalties are stepping down. So they're saying, man, I can't take it. So then I had to take it. And yeah, like, I'm now, right, still thinking about that moment, I'm scared a little bit, right? And then I score bottom corner. And in the end, we win penalties by 4-1. Only one guy scored. And they didn't even take the last penalty because it would just have been 5-2 or something like that. And we won. So then in the middle, this rain came. So the match was cancelled, the final. Or not cancelled, postponed, I guess. And it's pretty near. But I wouldn't like to tell when it is and with which house it is. Although we beat the Yellow House. We beat them, I kind of got my redemption and revenge back from all those years. But our final is from a really tough team. So let's see, I'll update on you to what happens
But yeah, it was like a pressure lifted from my shoulders from all these years that I hadn't been carrying in my head. I ticked the bucket list of scoring in the last tournament of our house tournament, right? Because we have a different bond with our house, right? And it is our last year, so obviously we'll play our heart out for our team. So it's good. And because I played okay, I think I once in my... I'm again in my school team. Like I always would, but I think I just reaffirmed my spot because of that. And I'm really thankful to every God, I guess. And to the situation that was created. Like the goal from the behind the mid was really great. Like I can still look at it and get a little bit of goosebumps. And then I did the Kevin De Bruyne celebration, or I guess, yeah, in which I point towards myself and then said, calm down, calm down. But it was like the Cristiano Ronaldo calma, but it was different. So it was like, I am here, pointing towards me, then pointing towards the ground. So yeah, it went really well. Really, really well. Yeah, but the other thing was that all the people from our school were not watching this match. Only the people who were there to play were watching the match, in a way. Because the school students were studying, right? We can't bring out the whole school for this. Although they should consider doing that. It's only for one day. Let those guys chill out. But I think that would have also increased the pressure on us. So, it's alright. And our greenhouse girls team also went to the final. Winning in penalties. So, it's going okay right now. This is the thing that makes me want to go to school. So I will go for this, obviously. Festive season, a lot of things are coming. But it rained like crazy during these 3-4 days. There is some rain which you like romanticize about. You are grateful for that. Oh my God, wow, it's raining. And then there's like, oh my fucking God, it's raining. The second one happened. Because it was raining too much, right? And there was this bucket list of doing a workout in rain, right? While getting wet. Oops. Yeah. So while having water. I don't know how to say it. While having the droplets of rain hit on in your forehead and caressing you like a child. So yeah, that bucket list has been ticked a lot of times now. A lot of time I have done pull-ups while getting really wet. That which has been increasing my weight because my clothes soak up all the water and I get heavier. But I actually did one rep more than I usually do. So I usually do 110 pull-ups. I did 111 to show myself that I can push myself, right? And it all has happened due to David Goggins. I would say awesome guy. David Goggins, Jordan Peterson, awesome guys. Somewhat similar in approach. Oh yeah, recently Cristiano Ronaldo has posted a photo with Jordan Peterson. Hopefully he's not struggling mentally a lot, because that's when you see a psychotherapist, psychologist. And but I think if he is going with Jordan, he will improve. He is bound to improve. I don't know why there was this controversial comments like, what is Cristiano Ronaldo's opinion of women if he's... Fuck off, man. What are you talking about? Jordan Peterson hasn't made any derogatory comment about women. He has just demolished feminists in debates in just a span of 2 to 3 minutes. So that's what he has done. I don't think you should say much. Yeah. And hopefully Cristiano Ronaldo will also get better. And hopefully these rains will stop, man. Because too much. Like, it was raining for 3 consecutive days. Non-stop. Or if it was stopping, it was just for 5 minutes and then the rain started again. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. If you have any questions, queries, send it to TalkingBadPodcast. Sorry, guytalknp@gmail.com. guytalknp@gmail.com. You can follow us at TalkingPad_pod on Instagram. You can join our Discord, the link will be in description. I wish you good luck in your future endeavors. Hopefully this festival season will bring good luck and good fortune to you. Thank you guys. Bye bye, and I'm grateful for you.